Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the sunny Blue Sky Valley, the Creston Valley. Yes, and, currently 14 degrees, and seems a little cool out there. There's just a slight breeze, east-northeast at 8 kilometers an hour, humidity 54%. And barometric pressure 102.1 kilopascals and rising. We're expecting sunny conditions today all day with a high of 27 degrees. Tonight it's going to be clear and going down to 14, and tomorrow sunny and a high of 32 degrees. Looks like there might be a little bit of a front come in on Friday, as the temperature will only go as high as 24 with a mix of sun and cloud, and the same for Saturday, but a high of 27. Anyways, still pretty darn nice weather. The peaches are ripening on the tree like you wouldn't believe, and actually had a chance to eat a few of them. Kinda like that. It appears the cherry harvest is complete here in the valley. I can't wait to get down to the farmer's market this weekend to see what goodies are waiting for all us people looking for that fresh fruit and veg. Anyways, I think we're going to start off with the Blasters today with a song called I'm Shaken, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
When you touch my hand and you talk sweet talk, I get a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk, and I'm trembling, and I'm shaking. And talk romance, my heart starts doing a St. Vitus dance, and I'm panting, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I want to hug you with all of my might, and I'm sweating, and I'm shaking. Fever, I've been told, makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever, and I'm shaking. Feel like I've been run through the mill. I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm so jittery, and I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strongest in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like it took me the same old way. So I'm nervous, and I'm shaking. Storm rocks a ship on the sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I'm like a nervous wreck, I'm all shook up, and that's what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping, and I'm shaking, and I'm jumping, and I'm shaking. Shaking, 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 oh yeah, I'm shaking. Shaking, shaking, oh yeah, I'm shaking.
When we're laying on the beach, my friends and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you. waiting. That's all you seem to do. Messing around every guy in town. Putting me down for thinking of someone new. Always the same, playing your game.
Time is going to come. That is Led Zeppelin, of course, taken from their very first album, and I know that tune is much appreciated by one of our listeners up on the north shore of New Brunswick there. Yeah, a little dancing in the seat situation going on there. 7:44. It's time for this day in Canadian history. What do we got here? We're going to start in 1796. No, we're not. We're going to start in 1862. Well, I guess I should mention that one. It's 1796 now. It's a story out of Toronto. Mississauga Chief Wabanaki, protecting his sister from a British soldier, is struck in the head with a rock and killed. His wife is also seriously injured. Also on this day in 1862, out of Williams Creek, B.C., Billy Barker discovers gold in creeks running into the Quesnel River. The town of Barkersville, B.C., grows up around the mine, and the find sparks a massive gold rush into the Cariboo. Couple of birthdays here today. We've got James Murray, soldier and statesman, born on this day in 1722 in Ballincryef, Scotland. Dies at Battle, England, June 18, 1794. Murray was present at the siege of Louisbourg. Or is that Louisbourg? And one of Wolfe's three brigadiers at Quebec. He was left to garrison Quebec after the Battle of the Plains of Abraham and was mauled at St. Foy. And that's not the proper way of pronouncing that, by the way. I don't know the French accent on that. By the Duc de Levis. Or is that Deuce? Who knows? That's why I don't like reading the French stuff. Anyways, what else we got here? Hector Toblake, NHL left winger, coach, born on this day to a French-Canadian mother in Victoria Mines, Nova Scotia in 1912. Died in Montreal May 17, 1995. Blake joined the Canadiens in 1936 and won the Hart Trophy as regular season MVP in 1939 and the scoring championship in 38-39. He had led them to three Stanley Cups as a player on the punchline of Elmer Lac and Maurice Richard, but had to retire in 1948 with a broken ankle. In 1955, the Canadiens brought him back as coach, and he led them to eight Stanley Cup championships in 13 seasons, five in a row from 1956 to 1960, a National Hockey League record, before retiring in 1968 to become a vice president of the club. José Chouinard, a figure skater, born on this day in Rosemont, Quebec in 1969. She learned her craft at the CPA. Okay. She was a Canadian championship in 91, 93, and 94. Skated ninth in Albertville on Lillehammer, and got to fifth in the Worlds in 92 and 94. You better write this one down. In the year 2017, on this day, that'll be the next total solar eclipse visible from Canada. 2017. Yeah. Mark that in your calendars. I know some of you will. All right, I think we're going to get back to some more tunes here. I got a hankering for some Small Faces with Ichiku Park right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green. Under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Ha! It's all
South Kootenai Radio, coming out of the Creston Valley. Work listening to South Kootenai Radio. There's lots of dancing in your chair.
Some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah. Spot a little thing and I follow
was kinda tight. She had a West Coast strut that was sweet as molasses. Man, what really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses.
ZZ Top there with the Cheap Sunglasses from the 1979 release De Guelo. Yeah, Frank Beard and Dusty Hill composition. All right, I see it's 8 o'clock and we've got Joe standing by. He's got 4 minutes and 30 seconds of some awesome news updates for you. So we'll let him take it away and we'll be back in a few minutes with some more great music right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is August 21st, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. A court in Cairo has ordered that former Egyptian president Hosni Mubarak be freed from prison. Mubarak, who is 85, has been in custody since being removed from office 2.5 years ago at the height of the Arab Spring. One of Mubarak's lawyers is saying his client could be released as early as tomorrow. Meanwhile, Egyptian authorities have arrested two more leading Islamist leaders today in the continuing crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood. It's being alleged that the Syrian government has carried out a gas attack in a suburb of Damascus. Two anti-government groups and a human rights organization are insisting poisonous gas was part of an artillery barrage today. The reports have yet to be verified, and the Syrian government is calling the claims baseless. They come as a UN inspection team has arrived in Damascus this week, looking into allegations that both sides in the Syrian war have used chemical weapons. Mexico City has been hit today by an earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey is saying the quake had a magnitude of 6.4. It's early yet. There's no word yet on injuries or fatalities or property damage. A U.S. military judge will sentence Army Private Bradley Manning this morning at Fort Meade, Maryland. Last month, Manning was found guilty of espionage for handing over tens of thousands of classified videos and files to the website WikiLeaks. Here's the CBC's Dave Seglins.
To his legion of supporters, Bradley Manning is a hero for exposing what they insist is the truth, revealing what they call atrocities, attacks on civilians, and war crimes by the U.S. government. The military judge at Fort Meade, Colonel Denise Lind, has convicted him for leaking 700,000 files, airstrike videos, diplomatic cables, and some top-secret military intelligence. The prosecutor has asked that Manning be locked up for 60 years. But at 25 years old, Manning has asked he be spared his youth. He's apologized. He was just 22, an intelligence officer stationed in Iraq with top-secret security clearance. Well, the judge has heard of Manning's psychological problems and a gender identity crisis, feeling isolated, showing clear signs of trouble, but his superiors kept him on the job. Dave Seglin, CBC News, Washington.
The UN representing Canada's foreign service workers will appear before the Public Service Labor Relations Board this morning. The workers are in a contract dispute with the federal government and have been staging rotating walkouts that have been slowing the visa process for people around the world looking to come to Canada. And CBC's Susan Lund reports.
The union has been staging rotating strikes at the main visa centers around the world for months now, and it is affecting visitors wanting to come to Canada. Sean Dern is with the Association of Canadian Community Colleges. He says the federal government is promising to speed up online visa applications from students, but those who apply in person may have difficulty. Dern wonders what this means to students who've been accepted at more than one foreign college.
If one of them has got a approval to come to Canada, but then a German or Australian college has said, hey, we'll have you as well, they may start to take that second choice.
The federal government argues that the foreign service workers are well paid already. A ruling by the Public Service Labor Relations Board is expected within a few weeks. Susan Lund, CBC News, Ottawa.
Russian officials are refusing to allow a Greenpeace icebreaker into the country's Arctic oil fields. Greenpeace claims it's an attempt by Russia to cover up environmental abuses being carried out by the country's leading energy companies. The ship is called Arctic Sunrise, and it's carrying 28 people, including one Canadian. More than three dozen wildfires are burning across the western United States, from Arizona to Washington State and across Alaska as well. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes, and the cost of battling the fires is expected to top $1 billion. The worst fires are in central Idaho, where more than 1,200 homes and a growing number of communities have been evacuated. And that is the CBC News. You can download your CBC mobile news app at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody. And, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio, and, of course, we aim to please or confuse right here. At the station, yeah. 13 degrees is the temperature right now, and we're going up to a sunny 27 degrees. Let's try some more blasters here. It's almost like it's two for Tuesday, but it's Wednesday. Anyway, Fool's Paradise is the one on deck.
I'm living in a fool's paradise. the unlocked door, get them out of town. Oh, well, I know, I'm living in a fool's paradise. Oh, baby, ain't that crazy? But I'd do anything to be a fool tonight. They say there's some stories every spooky knows about the old boyfriend and some downtown fools. Oh, well, I know, I'm living in a fool's paradise. A missing wedding ring. Oh, well, I know, I'm living in a fool's paradise. The old man's sweeping out the liquor stores. Is there any more after me? There'll be plenty more. Oh, well, I know, I'm living in a fool's paradise.
We'll be right back. I'm gonna leave. Well, if you don't start drinking, I'm gonna leave. Yes, if you don't start drinking, I'm gonna leave.
The Saskatchewan Gal says you should tune in on Country Hour every morning at 10 o'clock at the South Kootenai Radio.
Get to you. Yeah. Getting pretty worried now that Ronnie's in the office. I shouldn't let it get to me. There's nothing I can do. Think that you should know by now. We've done the damage now. It can't be changed. So give me one good reason to stay. Oh. Well, I knew that you were sleeping, and I didn't want to wake you. Cause this trouble look I got might make you change your mind. There's no need for conversation. There's no reason to forsake you. I was looking for the answers, but there's nothing here to find. Think that you should know.
on good reason. Brian Adams. That's from his album from 1981, You Want It, You Got It. And, of course, before that, we had George Thorogood and the Destroyers. If you don't start drinking, I'm going to leave. I guess I better whiskey up this coffee cup. Anyways, it is 8:17. It's time to get on with this day in rock and roll history. Theme music for this day in rock and roll history. August the 21st. Guess what? Kenny Rogers turns 75 years old today. Yeah. Born in 1938. 1944, Jackie DeShannon was born, and the big hit there, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. 1952, Joe Strummer, singer and guitarist, and I use those terms loosely for The Clash, one of their big hits, London Calling, Rock the Casbah, just to name a couple. Kim Sledge, born on this day in 1957, vocalist for the band Sister Sledge, and of course their big hit, We Are Family. Right, the useless trivia throughout the years. On August the 21st, we're going all the way back to 1954, and that's when Elvis Presley appears at his first gig outside Tennessee in Gladewater, Texas. 1965, the Rolling Stones album, Out of Our Heads, is number one on the U.S. album chart on the strength of Satisfaction, Play With Fire, and The Last Time. 1965 as well, Barry Maguire's Eve of Destruction and The Love and Spoonfuls, Do You Believe in Magic, are released. 1976, Rolling Stones appear in front of 200,000 fans along with Todd Rundgren, Lynyrd Skynyrd, 10cc, and others at England's annual Nebworth Festival. The concert was falsely advertised as the last Stone show ever to be held in Britain. Yeah, what else do we have? Also in 1976, RCA Victor announces that sales of Elvis Presley records passed the 400 million mark. Wow, unbelievable. And in 2005, Robert A. Moog, whose self-named synthesizers opened the door for the musical revolution of electronics, died of cancer at the age of 71. Oh, and then I just lost my place on my notes, but I think I'm done. All right, I guess what we should do is play a little Kenny Rogers, seeing how it's his birthday today. I've got a tune here called Reuben James right here. On South Kootenai Radio.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James. All the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Flora Gray, gossip of Madison County died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James. With your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said, turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from a Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed field of my mind. The painted shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Reuben James. One dark cloudy day they brought you from the field until your lonely pine box came, just a picture of me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed field of my mind. The painted shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James,
the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow.
When I'm not patrolling the streets of Creston Valley, I'm listening to South Kootenai Radio, because I'm Batman.
You know
A Lovin' Spoonful with Do You Believe in Magic? That song being released in, what year was that? 1965. Yeah. What else did we hear? The Rolling Stones, also from 1965, with The Last Time, their album Out of Our Heads, going to number one on this day in 1965. And we played a little Joe Strummer and The Clash with Rock the Casbah. A little Jackie DeShannon, her birthday again today. Put a Little Love in Your Heart. And Kenny Rogers turning 75 today. We played some Reuben James. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Creston Valley, it is 16 degrees. The winds have switched around now from the west-southwest at 2 kilometers an hour. So that should start warming things up in a real hurry. We're going to 27 degrees today in the sunshine. Not one cloud out there right now. Over in Vancouver, they have some sunny conditions as well. 16 degrees. Calgary, sunny and 11. Winnipeg, sunny with a few clouds, 21. Toronto, sunny and 28. Halifax, sunny and 26. St. John's, Newfoundland, sunny with a few clouds, 17 degrees. Okay, what should we play here now? I'm thinking maybe some, oh, I guess I'll try some Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17. We'll get a little bit of the chart topper stuff coming at you.
Oh,
If you're looking for some fun, South Kootenai Radio is a good place to start.
Band from Ottawa, five-man electrical band with I'm a Stranger Here. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio. It's 8:45. Oh, 17 degrees out there, going up to 28, I believe. And it is time for our artist highlight. And today we're going to be featuring the music of the First Edition, later renamed to Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. Of course, Kenny celebrating a 75th birthday today. And, of course, a big thanks going out to Bedazzled, who sponsor this segment of the show every day. And if they're located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. All right, the First Edition, as I mentioned, later known as Kenny Rogers in the First Edition, was a rock and roll band who also performed R&B, folk music, country music, and the members were Kenny Rogers, lead vocals and bass guitar, Mickey Jones, drums and percussion, Terry Williams, guitar and vocals, and the band formed in 1967 with folk musician Mike Settle, guitar and backing vocals, and the operatically trained Thelma Camacho, thus completing the lineup. The First Edition signed with Reprise Records in the summer of 1967 and had its first big hit in early 1968 with the pop psychedelic single just dropped in to see what my condition was in. Went all the way to number 5. And after only one more chart hit, But You Know I Love You, which went to number 19, the group, newly billed as Kenny Rogers in the First Edition, once again hit the top 10. This time in the summer of 69 with the topical Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, making it to number 6. For the next 6 years, the First Edition bounced between country, rock, pop, mild psychedelia, enjoying worldwide success. And we're going to listen to Just Dropped In to see what my condition was in. This is actually a live cut right here on South Kootenai Radio.
And hold it tightly. hear a young heart's beating. I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning. And here it comes. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? Here it comes. Feel it. Feel it. Fire. Fire. Something's burning. Something's burning. Something's burning. And I think it's love. Sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire, and here it comes. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? Here it comes. Feel it. Feel it. Fire. Fire. Something's burning. Something's burning. Something's burning. And I think it's love. I think it's love. And I think it's love. And I think it's love.
Can't you feel the fire? Can't you feel the fire? Can't you feel the fire?
And I think it's love. And I think it's love.
You turn it up to your lips and roll and fills your timid head. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? Shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Thank you.
The way I know I heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground.
Well, apparently that's all we have for Kenny Rogers in the first edition on our album highlight today. I was going to play another song, but apparently I already played that one. Although we did play one there during This Day in Rock History, Reuben James we played. Anyways, that pretty much brings this edition of Tim in the Morning to a close. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. And just wanted to remind everyone that we do have the schedule updated. It was a little slow getting it updated this week because of all the company we had. And today we're going to be featuring a band called Texas. And their album, Red Book, it'll be on the Noon Hour show, Hot Chicken and LPs. And if you can't make that one, don't worry. It'll be rebroadcast again on at 9 o'clock p.m., of course, all times Pacific. And we have a great concert of the week listed on the main page of theskr.com. Today we have the full MTV Unplugged concert by Eric Clapton. I think this one was in, what year was that? 1995, I think. But, 92. Anyways, it was, or still is, a great concert. So you should check that one out. All right, as I mentioned, that's it for the show today. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and we're going to leave you with a 4-minute, 30-second news update, and we'll be back with some more great music right after that with our regular broadcasting. Have a great day, everyone.
It is August 21st, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. A court in Cairo has ordered that former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak be freed from prison. Mubarak, who is 85, has been in custody since being removed from office 2.5 years ago at the height